I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
This is Snowman in the Morning, and it begins now.
I ask myself, is it worth it?
I answer myself, yes, yes, it is worth it.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Hello, baby.
Did you not get the memo?
Are you kidding me?
Good morning. It's the Tuesday edition of our holiday week of programming on Snowman in the Morning. We are presented by Cleaver Supplements, pure supplements for when genetics are just not enough. And we are presented by Full Armor Worldwide and Elite Athletic Training. It is July 3rd. Can you believe that? July 3rd. We've been on a month. Want to thank everybody that has supported us. If you want to support us, you can become a monthly subscriber for only $5 a month. You get a spot on the honor roll, a shout during the show, and some swag that we're working on getting to some people right now. Lots to cover, more to cover in this free agency frenzy. LeBron has made his decision. We're late in covering it, I know, but the heck with it. He's going to Los Angeles. But what I want to start with, considering all of the praise, all of the hype, all of the, oh hell, let me just call a spade, passes that LeBron James has gotten. Why don't they do the same for the Golden State Warriors as a team? I'll tell you why, because they play as a team. All of this hype that LeBron James has gotten, they do not do the same fairly for Golden State. And I'm talking about the media and impartially the NBA in general. You know why they don't do it for Golden State? Because they play as a team. They have a couple of superstars on there in the Splash Brothers and in Kevin Durant. But they expected Golden State to fall flat when Kevin Durant joined them 2 summers ago. And it's been the complete opposite. They've been completely dominant. Let me roll out a number that I did a few weeks ago. Do you know that in this 4-year run of the Golden State Warriors, they have averaged, you ready for this astounding number? 66 wins a season. 67, 73, 67, and 58. 66 wins in this run. Jalen Rose said it after Game 5 last year in Oakland. This is a dynastic situation. Get ready, Golden State, NBA, and fans, because I look for the Warriors to win multiple championships. Close quote. Paul Pierce followed with this comment, and I'll never forget it. He said, quote, "This is not going to be the Golden State Warriors. This is about to be the Golden Empire. The Golden Empire is here." But as soon as LeBron makes a decision, he didn't do it with all the fanfare that he did last time, everybody hops on the bandwagon. Oh, LeBron's going to L.A. Who cares? Who bleeping cares? Yeah, he's got 3 championships, but riddle me this, Batman. How many of those did he actually earn? I say 1, and that's because he hit the clinching shot to clinch the 2013 finals. That's the only one I'll give him. That's the only one I will give him. It's not fair that in this modern era of the NBA that players have to move around to chase their dreams and chase their championships. I know, and a lot of people are going to put that on Kevin Durant for ruining the NBA, but Kevin Durant didn't ruin the NBA. LeBron James did. With his style of play, with his ball hogs centricity, if that's a word, I'm sorry, I'll try to choose another word. LeBron James has had a stranglehold on the NBA for 15 seasons, and now it's going to get worse with him going to the Lakers. It's going to get worse. They're trying to put a squad together to beat the Golden State Warriors, who built their team. Hell, they tried to put a squad together in Miami to beat the Spurs, who built their team. This ain't all about legacy no more or the championships anymore for LeBron. This is about his afterlife, after NBA life. But they're trying to make it seem and push the narrative that he is still wanting to chase a championship. I'm sorry, LeBron. There are no more championships in your future. None. But everybody wants to pay attention to the individual play of certain players. James Harden, Russell Westbrook. You know I said LeBron already. Give you a couple of others. John Wall, if he ever stays healthy. And LeBron signs a 4-year deal to play with the Lakers. And he only gets he only takes $154 million. And I say only because the Lakers are now pushing hard for Kawhi Leonard to try and team up with LeBron. Listen, that'll be the biggest mistake ever if Kawhi Leonard winds up a Laker. And he wants to play with LeBron. That'll be the biggest mistake ever. Why? LeBron holds the ball 75% of the time. And many times in the shot clock, they won't have anything until, I'd say, about 12, 11, 10 seconds remains. And people actually think this is good? What the heck have you been smoking? I mean that playfully. But this is not good for the NBA to have LeBron to have all this attention and all this hype, and the team that is your defending champion have even less hype. Because they kicked LeBron's ass 2 years in a row. The NBA is trying to put something together that will end the Golden Empire. I am calling it right now, and I don't like it. I could be totally, totally wrong, and things could actually happen fairly. But riddle me this. Since LeBron's been in the NBA, when have things actually happened fairly? It hasn't. I just hope I'm wrong when I make this claim. But you can just see the pieces being put in place by the folks that are in charge. Meanwhile, they're going to try to take the Golden Empire down brick by brick. And you know something? It ain't fair. Again, I hope I am wrong with this assessment. This is early. It is absolutely early. They could get the Lakers could totally get the right people in place, and LeBron could thrive for those 4 years. That could totally happen, and I would be wrong, and I will come back and I'll have a different assessment. But early on, it just seems like the Lakers are getting. Now, let me add two things. JaVale McGee has joined the Lakers. So has Lance Stephenson. Why? Y'all are not going to see the ball, especially JaVale McGee. LeBron's going to freeze him out because of past history. Because JaVale was on the team that whooped his ass. I don't like where this is going. A part of me hopes I'm wrong, but three parts of me thinks I'm right. That's Snowman's take. What's yours? I got to get some more help on this. Gravante Hurd. In a flash.
Snowman in the Morning is fueled by Cleaver Supplements. Hey folks, summer is approaching and it's time to get your body kick-started. With that in mind, reach for the supplements that will do just that. Cleaver Supplements. Cleaver Supplements provide natural supplements to help you lose weight, get stronger, and have greater workouts, all to propel you towards your summer body and mind goals. Visit cleaversupplements.com today and get on the best track to a healthier you. Cleaver Supplements, pure supplements, when genetics just aren't enough.
Some energy drinks want to scare you. Some even want to bully you around. And the others, they're just blowing smoke. Packed with vitamins B3, B5, B6, and B12, the new HiQ energy drink comes available in four exciting flavors. Skyberry Fusion, Touch. And Left Line. Natural caffeine. No preservatives. No crash. No bull. IQ energy drink. Wings are for birds.
At Elite Athletic Training, we specialize in baseball and football training. We also have camps and clinics so your athlete can be helped in numerous ways. We train the elite athletes. If you want your athlete to EAT, make sure they're with Elite Athletic Training. Call today to begin your training, 708-359-2634, or email us at eliteathletictraining18@gmail.com.
This is the king of Connecticut, the suntan Superman himself, the one and only Matt Glanahan, telling you about the one and only Arena Sports Network, the place where every fan has a voice and every team has a fan.
This is Snowman in the Morning, where true sports talk lives.
Next!
What?
Are you kidding me?
Need a little excitement?
You know what? That makes me mad.
Welcome back to the holiday programming edition of Snowman in the Morning. Let's get right into it, shall we? So everyone wants to send me a message and say the big cock has finally fallen in LeBron James. So he signs a four-year, $154 million deal to travel west and play with the Los Angeles Lakers. So I had to call Cravante Hurd and have him come on the line with me. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, B-Tub? Thanks for having me on.
What the hell happened Sunday night?
Listen, I don't know, man. It's like free agency was so slow. And I was like, yo, this is whack. Like, it was so much hype building up and nothing. I felt like we wasn't getting out just due. And then all of a sudden, about 8 o'clock in, boom, bomb at the bomb at the bomb. And for the most part, it was all Lakers. I mean, outside of Paul George going back to OKC, which I thought was goofy. But right after 8 o'clock, that's when the bomb started dropping. Like, once LeBron got signed, the floodgates opened.
Why the hell? Okay, what the hell attracted Lance Stephenson of all people? No, we'll get to that. No. That ain't of all people. We'll get to that in a moment. But Lance Stephenson?
Yeah, that was goofy too. Like, I don't get it. I thought they were like mortal enemies. I don't know.
So now you.
Lance Stephenson, it's a couple head scratches. But Lance Stephenson is definitely one of them.
So now we see that the NBA's narrative is being pushed toward moving the Lakers to relevancy, to borrow LeBron James's words, which I don't think they'll ever be in relevancy again until the right people are in charge. But this next one hurt. JaVale McGee.
McGoofy! That was a head scratcher. Of all, him and Lance Stephenson were the biggest head scratchers. Lance Stephenson because of, you know, his prior relationship, his prior interactions with LeBron.
Yes.
And then JaVale McGee, you just came off back to back.
Back to back championships.
Why would you leave? Now this makes me think that it was a money dispute.
I would think so.
It has to have been because you haven't done much at all, honestly. Like, he really didn't even play during the playoffs like that. Until the finals. So I'm like, you got it sweet and go to state. You're not playing like that, but you're still effective when you need to be. Now you got to play with LeBron. Good luck.
Good luck to the Lakers indeed, because Luke Walton ain't the coach for them. I'm sorry.
No, absolutely not. Listen, do you know that Luke Walton and LeBron James were in the same draft?
I think Luke Walton was 31 picks behind LeBron? 30?
Yes! Yes!
And
how
now...
How is that gonna work?
You know what? Yeah. I'd resign.
It's a little bit like, Luke Walton, you don't want the... It looks good, the potential is out and through the roof, but you don't want these problems, man. You don't want these problems.
What people don't understand, and I've said this, you've heard me say this, you've been on with me, I've been on the Flex Zone. The LeBron system of basketball does not work.
No, not at all.
The NBA is steadily trying to push him as a narrative. Meanwhile, you got the most beautiful basketball being played in Texas, and I don't mean Houston, being played in California, Northern California, and they don't get recognized, and it's pissing me off.
Oh, man. LeBron James has had the narrative since high school.
Yeah, he has. Thank you.
And
yes, he has.
And things haven't changed. I mean, things around him obviously have changed, but...
But he hasn't!
He's had the narrative for about 15 years, and we're going to continue. He's gonna, as long as he's relevant, as long as he can dribble a basketball, he's going to continue to be the narrative.
Oh, my God.
Because he's the ultimate... look at it, people. I mean, I understand how you feel about, you know, him and his situation. Basketball-related, at least, because outside of basketball, he's a great individual. But,
yes.
But that is what it is. He's the dream. He's the dream for all them boys that grew up rough that can make it out and not get into any trouble once they make it out.
Oh, he about to get into a lot of trouble from a piece of news I heard, but I'll discuss that at a later time.
Okay, cool. LeBron, I don't know how he does it, but man, he stays out of trouble. He's like the cleanest athlete ever. Derek Jeter, cleanest athlete ever.
Derek Jeter, I get, okay? He lived out his dream of playing with the New York Yankees, and he did it for 20 years. All right? Not to mention, Jeter has 5 titles. And a couple of MVPs, a World Series, and I think he has two World... I think he's got one World Series MVP. You can understand that narrative pushed by Major League Baseball because Derek Jeter is clean-cut and he actually plays the game correctly. Oh, my Lord. And it brings this question to light. Now, I'm going to pose this question, and I'm going to piss a lot of people off, but I don't care. Why does Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors keep getting shoved under the table? Why?
Like I said, LeBron James has had the narrative forever. It doesn't matter what other narrative, what other storyline you try to add to it.
Right.
LeBron James will always trump the news.
Oh, God, I get it.
When it comes to the news, LeBron James will always trump.
Mm.
You see how crazy really didn't get jumping until he signed.
But...
It's not right. I get it. From a basketball perspective, I don't get it. But his narrative, which is more than basketball... will always trump. And I actually hate saying the word trump because...
Don't get me started.
But I hate saying that word for obvious reasons, but it's appropriate now.
It really is. That's the scariest part. It's appropriate.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Gervonta Herd joining me here on Snowman of the Morning. And another thing. While I'm thinking about it, why are they still continuing to push one Russell Westbrook?
But have you heard about that? Have you heard? I don't hear much of a push. I know he had a big old party to welcome back Paul George. I haven't heard much of a push outside of that.
I mean, in terms of, now I will say again, LeBron James and Russell Westbrook are wonderful athletes, okay? But for 2 years, Russell Westbrook has averaged a triple-double, and to me, it's a false triple-double, okay? Those stats are low. These two are the biggest stat patterns I've ever seen since I started watching the NBA, and this covers 30-some-odd years. Magic Johnson got me interested in the NBA. Actually, Julius Erving did. Then I fell in love with him and Magic Johnson and the rest of the Golden Era, all right? Don't get it twisted. I know these guys are some great athletes. But they're not superior basketball players.
Now, see, this is where we have a problem. Half of what you just said was right. One of them is an individual. And when he breaks the team, is a superior basketball player. The other one is not. And I think you know, I think you can differentiate the two.
I say both aren't. I'm not even going to try to differentiate. Y'all know how I feel, but let me be serious. This signing by the Lakers of LeBron James, God help me. All of a sudden, free agency, to borrow your words, sir, has gone goofy.
Yep. Yep.
How the
It's crazy because the Lakers, they're in a rare situation because there was a few teams that actually had money.
Yeah, this is true.
So they can do all the wild stuff they wanted to, and they still got room for another.
And you know who that other person's going to be?
I hear they put that hard for Kawhi.
Yeah, they're going hard for Kawhi.
And you know, and it's perfect because Kawhi already said he want to go there.
You know, okay. I shouldn't bring up this ultimate scenario again, but I'm going to just for the sake of laughter. Before the Lakers can make their pitch, I hope that Joe Lacob and Peter Gruber out in Oakland come over the top with an offer for Kawhi Leonard.
That'd be crazy.
See, that... Do I expect it to happen? No, I don't. I don't expect it to happen. But given the fact that the Warriors are in pursuit of Jamal Crawford, given the fact that... Given the fact that the Warriors have come out of nowhere. They've come out of nowhere. I'm loving it, but they've come out of nowhere. How do you think... No, I'll change my question. Do you believe that the NBA is going to try to put a stop to the Golden Empire?
I think they're in the steps of doing it. I mean, ultimately, LeBron... Obviously, LeBron can't beat these guys with the Eastern Conference team. So he went to one of the best franchises of all time. This is just trying to stop it.
You know who the Warriors should get just to piss him off? And we'll close with this note here. You want to talk about an ultimate scenario? I hope... I know one of these is not going to happen, or neither of them may happen. So let's just go ahead and throw it out there just as a what if. What if the Warriors find the money and sign not only Kawhi Leonard, but also, you ready for this name? DeMarcus Cousins.
Woo-hoo. God damn. Yeah.
I hope. Listen, they're sealing up next year with Jamal Crawford because Jamal Crawford will sign with Golden State. Okay.
Yep.
The Warriors have been so deceptive and doing it fairly, mind you.
Yep.
I hope they come under the table and snatch DeMarcus Cousins from the Laker plans. Because now it's clear, and you agree with me on this statement, now it's clear the NBA does not like Golden State ruling the roost.
I mean, I wouldn't even say that they don't like it. It's just that it may be time for a change. Because it's happened for the past 4 years. Don't get me wrong. We were tired of saying, like, the part four was poison. Part four really didn't need to happen. But yet still, the NBA had it happen.
You know it.
It's like, all right, we're tired of saying this matchup. And since LeBron is going west, let's see if we can shake some things up.
But it's in LeBron's head that he can't beat Golden State.
And that's why he moved. This is his best opportunity. This is his best option to beat Golden State.
Here's the problem. The way I see it now with this Laker team and Luke Walton being the coach, the Warriors are going to kick their ass again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, duh. The only thing that's going to save the Lakers, they got to sign Kawhi. Like, that would be their only shot.
Not and even Kawhi will save. No, let me explain what the Lakers truly need. A coach!
Yeah, that'll help too.
A coach that will not be afraid of LeBron. Just like OKC needs a coach that won't be afraid of Westbrook. I said it, and I've said it for two years. The only way LeBron and Westbrook will become champions is if they allow themselves to be coached and they're in the confines of a system that works to their advantage. How do you think Golden State figured it out?
Yeah, but that takes. You gotta do your due diligence when you're scouting these coaches and players to put around them.
But that's their job. But the Lakers and OKC are in a win now moment. They're in a win now moment.
Absolutely.
They're not gonna do their due diligence because time has run out. It's not the clock's not ticking, the clock's not running, the time has run out. Because now, in the midst of the Golden Empire, the Warriors put a foot in both their asses.
Yeah, this is true. I think, half what you said was true. I think for OKC, the time has run out. I actually think it's been running out. I think it ran out 2 years ago, actually. But, like I said, as long as LeBron James is dribbling the basketball, time has not run out.
It's run out. It's done.
And he went to an historic franchise. I'm not going out there. But you know, it's all about money.
Yeah, I know.
And then he went to all places. He went to Los Angeles. You know the Lakers. They're going to throw the Lakers on everything.
The Lakers are going to have all 82 games nationally televised now.
Absolutely.
And I'm not watching anyone. Well, you know the Christmas matchup has changed.
What was it before?
Warriors and Cavs. You know that's changed.
It's got to be either Lakers, Warriors, or Lakers, Celtics.
It's gonna be Warriors, Lakers, and they're gonna do it in Los Angeles. They're not gonna go to Oakland where they could actually draw an audience because people love seeing the Dubs play at home. They're gonna do it in Los Angeles.
Man, they were packed out. They gonna have folks in the Raptors.
Folks are already in the Raptors. What the hell are you talking about?
They gonna be hanging on Magic Johnson's jersey to watch the game.
I better stop here before I completely go off and I take up a lot of his time. Crevante Hurd joining me on this edition of Snowman in the Morning. Thanks a lot, man.
Of course, man. Anytime.
I got a lot more to say about this after the break.
Full Armor Worldwide is open to serve you. Our goal is to provide professional service that'll meet clients' high expectations. Every client wants to achieve the services that'll meet their expectations and will satisfy them. People become more frustrated when their expectations and needs are not totally met. Therefore, they'll demand for a higher service or a quality service. A good and quality service will make you distinctive and stand out among your competitors. That's why Full Armor Worldwide stands out compared to other competitors. If there is a service that you need, such as web design, logistics, construction, property management, or more, Full Armor Worldwide is where you need to go. Give us a call today to set up your consultation at 888-386-2040 or drop an email at info@fullarmorworldwide.com. Full Armor Worldwide, innovative for a better tomorrow.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to today's program. It was brought to you by ButcherBox and ButcherBox.com. It's the place where you can get 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, free-range organic chicken, and heritage bred pork delivered for free on your schedule for less than $6 per meal. Visit arenasportsnet.com and click on the Butcher Box logo.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Illinois. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Illinois High School Association and the Illinois Athletic Directors Association.
Some energy drinks want to scare you. Some even want to bully you around. And the others, they're just blowing smoke. Packed with vitamins B3, B5, B6, and B12, the new HiQ energy drink comes available in four exciting flavors. Skyberry Fusion, Apple, Coconut Fruit Punch, and Lemon Lime. Natural caffeine, no preservatives, no crash, no bull. HiQ energy drink. Wings are for birds.
This is Snowman in the Morning, where true sports talk lives.
Next!
What? Are you kidding me?
You know what? That makes me mad.
It's the holiday edition of Snowman in the Morning, and this morning, we are powered by Panera Bread. Panera, stop on by here in Michigan City as we've made our way out to Michigan City. I know I said otherwise that I'd be in Chicago for most of the holiday week, but hey, Panera likes our work. They said, come on out, so we're going to hang out here for part of the day, then we're going to go back to Chicago, get some more food. I'll tell you all about that on the Thursday show. Now, I've been wanting to have this man on the show for a long time, and we did it for a little bit, then it got inconsistent. I blame myself for that. But all I got to say to you fans that are listening is this, and you'll recognize who I have. All hail the sports judge.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing, Snowman? How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. The sports judge, Jonathan Mathis, joins us from the great state of California this morning to talk a little NBA free agency. But before we get into that, all I got to say to you, sports judge, is how about those Golden State Warriors?
Oh, man, the Golden State Warriors, that team in basketball, I don't think that window is going to close shut anytime soon. I think it stays open at least 3 more years, maybe 2 more years. You know, Klay Thompson will soon be a free agent. You know, you can see changes with the roster, but hey, I think for right now, they're still in contention, my friend.
I don't see this core of Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, or Draymond Green going anywhere, and I say that for two reasons. Number one, they're just coming off winning a championship, and they're greedy. They're a dynasty. that's already in motion and they want more. And number two, and I mentioned this earlier in the week, they're having fun.
Yes, they are having a lot of fun, it seems like it. You know, they have developed great chemistry. You know, they're hungry for more championships. And they have that pedigree. And they have that drive. And they have the determination to build a dynasty. And I think with this championship, they can definitely build on that. You know, with their latest success, they look good going into next season. And I don't think they can be reckoned with. They've shown that constantly. They've shown that all season. And even when they struggled in parts of the season and when they looked a bit sluggish, they still found a way to fight through adversity and battle back. And they've shown all season long that they are resilient, that they are a proven team, and that they can overcome any obstacle that stands in their way. And they did just that. Stephon Curry is one of the best shooters, if not the greatest shooter in the history of the game. Then you have Klay Thompson, who might be the purest shooter that the game has ever seen. Then you have a pesky defender in Draymond Green, who can get inside your head and could, you know, ruffle your feathers a bit. And then you had even a solid bench that showed up in the finals in JaVale McGee, who is obviously a free agent and won't come back. I don't think he will come back. It's obvious that he's not coming back, so that's a loss there. But still, you have your team intact, and you have all the talent in the world to continue your quest for the NBA championship. So it looks good for the Warriors moving forward. I like this team. I think this team is good together. They've shown that over and over again. And you got to give a lot of credit to Steve Kerr. I know he didn't build most of his team. I know this all falls in the lap of course, Jerry West, and also the fact that Mark Jackson came before Steve Kerr. But Steve Kerr has done a terrific job. I like what he emphasizes, which is running the ball up and down the floor, and, you know, great ball movement. This is a team that moves the ball efficiently, and that just creates scoring opportunities for the Golden State Warriors, and that's one of their biggest strengths.
The biggest strength, besides the togetherness and the cohesiveness of this team, the fact that they all love each other and they love playing with each other and they're having fun in doing this, and you just mentioned it, buddy, Steve Kerr has got to get a lot of kudos. Mark Jackson before him, because Mark Jackson saw the potential in Draymond Green and Stephen Curry. But what kicked this into high gear, in my opinion, is when Steve Kerr made one move at the top of the 2014-2015 season, and that was, of course, to bring Andre Iguodala off the bench. That has paid so many dividends for the world champions.
Oh, yeah. To bring Andre Iguodala off the bench, that has benefited them quite well. Look, Andre Iguodala is probably one of the best defenders in the game, an underrated player. I think he could do it all, really. He's got it done offensively and defensively. He showed that when he came back in the series. He was good on both ends of the floor. He was efficient shooting the ball. I think he also, changed the personality of that game when he did step into that game. And that team, you know, he provided for the Warriors, he provided that spark that they needed off the bench. And he was solid. You know, he was, you know, he galvanized the fans with his dunks and, you know, his dazzling plays that get you on your feet. So I think Andre Iguodala was a plus for them late in that series when he finally got back into rhythm. And he got back in gear quite quickly than expected.
He really did. And let's move on to this. With the Golden State Warriors' plans to keep their core intact, and many have asked me, and I've said on the show, you know, they've asked me, you know, who's the biggest domino to fall in free agency? Do you think it's LeBron? My answer is no. In fact, the biggest domino in free agency has already fallen with Kevin Durant agreeing to stay with Golden State.
You know what? That could be a possibility, and here's why. Kevin Durant looks like the best player in the NBA right now. He showed that in the finals when he took over in game 3 and hit that pivotal, much-needed 3-point shot that I think decided the series. So I think Kevin Durant is definitely a great asset to the Warriors, and he's shown that time and time again. So, yes, being able to hold on to a guy as good as Kevin Durant is huge for the Warriors, because I don't think, as good as Curry and Thompson are together, I don't think they could just hold that team together by themselves. Look, they didn't have a great game 3. Both of them shot poorly, and the Warriors still managed to grind out the victory simply because Kevin Durant was on fire in that game. And he also broke a record in that game, I believe, if I can remember correctly.
He did.
And so it was an impressive performance by him, and he showed that night that he is the true leader of the team, which is why he was well-deserving of the MVP honors.
You know, and I give Kevin Durant kudos for this as well. During the post-game conference after Game 3, Mark Schwartz of ESPN, you know, threw a question out there saying, you know, it's possible that you could have gotten the MVP. What about Steph getting the MVP? And Kevin Durant, bless his heart for this one, shut him down in 2 seconds and said, does it matter? He said that, actually he said that after game 4, let me correct myself. He said that after game 4 when Kevin was awarded the finals MVP, and Kevin said, does it matter? We just won back-to-back titles. That alone should demonstrate how not only this dynasty with the Golden State Warriors, but every other dynasty that preceded them operated.
Yes, it really should. And, you know, this dynasty, I think, is an unprecedented one, believe it or not. And the reason I say that is because of the historic numbers this team has put up. You know, this is a team that broke the Bulls record.
Yes.
This is the same team with a guy known as Stephon Curry, who set the finals record for the most threes made. And by the time it's all said and done, I think he could catch Ray Allen and become the game's best 3-point shooter we've ever seen by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah.
So when you look at it, from that point of view, you're looking at a team that has not only put together an enduring dynasty, but they might have also put together the best personal achievements we've seen by far.
And if you think about how this Golden State team was put together, everyone wants to use the term super team. Everyone wants to say, oh, they just signed a couple of free agents. What y'all don't realize about this Golden State team, like the Bulls of the 90s, the Lakers and Celtics of the 80s, the Celtics of the 60s and 70s, the draft is the biggest thing that put this team together.
Yes, that's very true. So a lot of these guys are Warriors players. You know, this is a team that they developed. This is a group of guys that have, you know, started with them and have, you know, become superstars for their franchise. So you're right. This is a team that was basically put together through the draft, and that makes it more exciting within itself, because there's a lot of people who prefer to see a team built through the draft and not through free agency.
Absolutely.
And that's what the Warriors have done. They have not once bought talent. They have developed their talent. And that's what's wonderful about it.
And the scariest part, before we move on, the scariest part about this is, people have called Kevin Durant every name in the book for leaving Oklahoma City and going to Golden State. That's a subject I will touch on a little bit later this week. I did it on Monday, but I'm going to do a little bit more in depth probably tomorrow. But what people don't realize, when Kevin Durant made his decision, the Warriors didn't come to him. He came to the Warriors. He made the first call and said, I want to play with you guys. And the most important thing, Kevin Durant, for the first time in his 12-year stretch, is happy.
Yes, he's very happy with the current situation. And it just goes to show you that this guy wanted to compete for championships.
Thank you.
It wasn't so much about signing the richest deal. It wasn't about signing with a story franchise. It was about joining a team, yes, that already had tremendous amount of talent, but at the same time, a place where he knows he can have not only stability, but also security, and also a chance to win. And he knew that, and he made that. He reached out to them, and look what has happened. Now he's a two-time champion.
And this is not stopping anytime soon. The sports judge, Jonathan Mathis, joining me here on Snowman in the Morning, talking NBA free agency. All right, now that Kevin Durant has made his decision, what the hell is Paul George and Carmelo Anthony thinking in staying in Oklahoma City? I just got to ask it plainly.
What can I really say about that? I think both of them are dumbfounded, in a sense. To stay in a city where they really have no chance to contend for a championship.
Right.
I did this last night in a video that I did, and I thought I was being quite frank by what I said. And what I pointed out is that they couldn't even manage to escape the first round of the playoffs.
And you would think, with the pedigree that follows Paul George, with the many years he put it in Indiana, coming close on two occasions now to getting to the NBA Finals, Carmelo Anthony, not even, if memory serves me correct, not even reaching he reached a conference final in 2009, where he got beat by the Lakers in six games, but not a conference final since then. You would think these two would have the wherewithal to say, look, before it's all over, I want to compete for a championship, and I'm going to put a statement out there, and you've heard me do it before last year on the show. I'm going to put a statement out there that many people don't want to believe. Russell Westbrook has prevented players from competing for a championship instead of enhanced them.
Thank you. I totally agree with you 100%.
He has destroyed. Russell Westbrook, as great of a talent as he is, has destroyed players' chances, and coaches' chances for that matter, in winning a championship, to which I believe Billy Donovan's on the hot seat this coming season. Scott Brooks is out. Scott Brooks got the hell out of there. James Harden, Serge Ibaka, Kevin Durant got the hell out of Dodge. Russell Westbrook is the reason Oklahoma City will never, ever compete for a world championship, period.
Thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth. I have nothing else to add to this argument, because you said everything that I would have said about Russell Westbrook. Because Russell Westbrook is not that type of player. Russell Westbrook is a very selfish player.
Thank you.
jacks up way too many shots. You know, yes, you know, you can argue that he does, you know, make great plays with the basketball, that he does hand off assists, but at the same time, he's shooting more than he's passing the ball, and that's where his assist ratio gets lost, because he's jacking up more shots than he is distributing the ball to his teammates to make those players around him better. He is not the type of player who makes people around him better. I'll say that again. He is not the type of player who makes people around him better, and he will never be that player, because he even said it himself a few years ago. He made it clear when Magic Johnson criticized him and when he was under, you know, under a series of criticism, and he came out and said, well, he's not adjusting his style for anyone. And with that type of attitude, he's not going to get very far in this league. Yes, he might lead the team to a playoff, sure, but he's not going to get over that playoff hump and lead this team to a championship, because he's not that type of player.
Absolutely.
And he's not willing to humble himself. That's another thing. That's why his talent is overshadowed, because he's very arrogant and he's selfish, and he's going to have to, you know, change his personality if this team is to have a chance to win. This is why I was scratching my head and wasn't able to put my finger on why Paul George decided to stay in Oklahoma City. I'm assuming that him and Russell Westbrook have developed a great relationship together, and that Paul George honestly believes that he has a great chance of winning a championship in OKC. But it's going to be very hard for OKC to have a chance when they weren't even able to beat an inexperienced Utah team.
Thank you.
Without an injured point guard, Ricky Rubio, a team that was led by a rookie in Donovan Mitchell. Come on now. You got to be kidding me here. This team had three so-called superstars, and they couldn't manage to escape in the first round of a playoff series? If that's so, what makes you think they have a chance to beat a Houston Rockets team led by James Harden and Chris Paul is healthy? What makes you think they're going to beat a stacked Warriors team? I don't know what Paul George saw in this.
You know what a lot of OKC fans have said to me? They said that the regular season success that OKC had against the Warriors, they were 2-1, would lead OKC to playoff success. Are you bleeping serious? Do you know how, except for the Houston series, do you know how the Warriors absolutely destroyed every team in its path on the way to back-to-back championships? You mean to tell me that these three in Oklahoma City can actually wrap their minds around how fast the ball moves in the Warrior offense, how savage this Warrior defense is, the fact that the Warriors for the past five seasons have been at or near the top defensively? And I threw this stat out on Monday, and a lot of people won't believe it, or wouldn't believe it, but I'm going to say it again. And I said this Monday morning. In the last five games of the Western Conference Finals, even though Golden State lost two of them, the Warriors held the Rockets under 100 points in the last five games of the Western Finals. Aside of the Bulls, the Celtics, and the Lakers, the great dynasties that preceded them, the Spurs included, who does that?
Exactly. You don't see that too often in today's game.
You really don't. And one final question before I let you go, before we continue our holiday special. Where does LeBron land? Or does it really matter with Kevin Durant re-signing with Golden State? Does it really matter?
It because if he lands with an Eastern Conference team, he still won't have much of a chance against a stacked Warriors team.
Absolutely.
If he lands with a West team, he won't get back to the finals. But if he does, let's say if he lands with the 76ers, then certainly it's a no-brainer that he will get back to the NBA Finals next year. At this time, we'll be seeing the Philadelphia Sixers versus, of course, the Golden State Warriors.
Golden State Warriors. Absolutely.
Yeah. But if he chooses a West team, let's say the Lakers, a team of that nature,
He ain't getting out the West. He's not getting out the... If he goes West in free agency, and this is one of the points I've yet to make, but I'm going to go ahead and say it, and I know you want me to say it, so here it is. For you LeBron fans out there, and there are many, if LeBron goes to a Western Conference team, and the only one that's in play right now is the Lakers, how the hell is he going to get out of the West for at least 3 years?
Not the Lakers are going to have to bring in another big name free agent, which I think that's what Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka are working on. But it seems like right now the domino has not fallen for the Lakers, so it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough summer, it seems like, for the Lakers. So if they do land LeBron, he's gonna demand some help.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's going to need reinforcements around him, because look, when he went to Miami, he joined Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
And Chris Bosh.
Yep.
When he came back to Cleveland, he had some help with, yes, I'm going to say it, Kevin Love was there, you know, and Kyrie Irving was there. So
yep.
He always had those pieces, those complementary pieces to help him out. You know, and if he comes to the Los Angeles Lakers, he's going to need that other superstar, and that's something the Lakers don't. And that's something the Lakers don't have right now, unless they also sign someone like DeMarcus Cousins.
You just took the next point out of my head. How will LeBron, and I've got to say this, I've always loved the game of DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, I kid a lot of people. But y'all should know, me being the detailed NBA fan and journalist that I am, DeMarcus Cousins is the best damn big man in the league right now. The only one to challenge him is one of his former teammates in Anthony Davis, who is growing by the moment as an NBA player and as a person. But how does DeMarcus Cousins and LeBron James fit together? How do they fit together?
Well, DeMarcus Cousins is a big man. So with LeBron's ability to pass the basketball and make everyone around him better, DeMarcus Cousins will get more touches, and he will get more open shots with LeBron on the floor, because that's how much of an impact LeBron has on players around him. And he's shown that constantly. He's shown that over and over again. So I think him and Boogie together would, you know, work. Now, it might take some time to gel, because they're just now learning each other. They have to get a feel for each other. And then on top of that, they both have to get acclimated to the Lakers, you know, how the Lakers system, how Luke Walton runs things, and they're going to have to, you know, learn a new offense and everything. So it might take some time, but I do think this could work. And I'm not just saying this because I live in L.A. and because,
right,
you know, I have a connection to the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm not saying that because of this, but I'm saying I do. I am highly confident that these two can work out and do well if they both decide to sign with the Los Angeles Lakers this offseason.
We shall see what happens. We will definitely see what happens. But to say that it's interesting would
it's
be
interesting because,
a
look,
total understatement.
Like Chris Bosh and Kevin Love, Cousins can space the floor from the three.
True.
Because he has the outside shot, you know, and he can also play down low. So that's something that could work to LeBron's advantage.
Now, one more piece. I keep getting these notes from my producer. He puts them up on my screen here, and I love it. Why did Chris Paul stay in Houston?
Chris Paul stayed in Houston because he realizes that he was one game away from making it to the finals.
Here's the problem. Every time Chris Paul gets close to making a finals appearance or a finals run, he comes up with an injury. Every time.
Yeah.
I mean, 2014, you play Game 7 against the defending world champion in San Antonio. You beat them, but then you're not heard from again. All right?
Yeah.
You barely get by Houston. That was 2015. Let me correct myself. That was, you have a 3-1 lead against Houston of all teams.
They lost that series.
Against Houston, and they lost. So it's either he comes up injured or he comes up short in big-time playoff series. And throughout the course of his 14-year career, it's been proven. It has been proven. This past season, 2018, you have Golden State on the ropes. You got them on the ropes. And they don't see you for Game 6 and 7, which if you think about it, Jonathan, and I think you said this in a post while we were talking off the air sometime back, the only reason the Rockets got Chris Paul was to get them past Golden State. They did not fulfill their obsession. So I ask you this as we close this segment out, now what?
Now what for the Houston Rockets?
Yes, sir.
Well, for one, they lost Trevor Ariza to the Phoenix Suns, so they won't have him now.
Right.
But I think if Chris Paul is healthy enough, and if James Harden changes his style of play, I think they have a great chance. I think James Harden takes too many ill-advised shots. I think he has...
Boy, was that ever proven in the Western Finals, especially in Game 7.
Right, and the issue here with the Rockets as well is that they don't commit to playing defense. And
no, they don't.
That's a huge problem. That's what hindered them from also, you know, gaining some ground in that series last year because they weren't playing well on defense. But yeah, they could pile up some points. They could score. They could get out in transition, make plays. And they could run their offense through Chris Paul. But they have not shown any intensity on the defensive side.
Truth.
And that's what's holding them back from, you know, getting over that hump. And I don't think they'll be able to get over that hump until they show that they can play some defense. And that's something that Mike D'Antoni should preach, but he's not that type of coach. He's the type of coach that encourages his players to jack up three-point shots.
Bingo.
And hope that they fall. And it doesn't work like that. That's a one-dimensional game that has not worked for the Houston Rockets. So if the Houston Rockets want a chance to compete next season, they're going to have to change their game plan. It's that simple as that.
It really is. The sports judge, Jonathan Mathis, joining the Snowman for a holiday chat about NBA free agency and the epilogue of the 2017-2018 season, which includes the growing dynasty of the Golden State Warriors. Tell everybody where they can find you, partner.
Yes, you can find me at SoCalChronicle.com. That is my sports website where I write everything LA sports. There's commentary, there's videos, you can check everything out there. Lakers, Dodgers, Angels, Rams, UCLA, USC, you name it. We have everything over there. We cover it all from the LA landscape. And you can also find me on Facebook. And you can find me on my sports pages at SoCal Chronicle, Facebook fan page. And you can also find me on Twitter and Instagram, both the same, SportsJudge85. And just add me on Facebook and we could be buddies.
Well, I think the SoCal Chronicles will have a spot on Snowman in the Morning and on our flagship Arena Sports Net as well, and I'm going to make that official. Y'all heard it here on the 4th of July. The Sports SoCal Chronicles will have a spot on our flagship station, Arena Sports Net, and will have a weekly appearance here on Snowman in the Morning, because this man here knows his sports, loves his sports, and breaks everything down, and I love having him on. Thanks for coming on, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Eric. It was a pleasure, as always.
Jonathan Mathis, the sports judge, and let me add a couple of things to the Houston Rockets debacle. That was the Western Conference Finals. When you have a team like Golden State on the ropes, you've got to commit to playing defense for a full 48 minutes. And what I mean is this. The last two games, they had Golden State down double digits at the half by 10 in Game 6 and 11 in Game 7. And yet they allowed the Warriors with that third quarter avalanche to not only get back in the game, but steal both of them. And something Jonathan said also, which is very, very true. They have to change their philosophy if they're going to even compete with Golden State. The Oklahoma City Thunder is the most recent example of a team trying to compete with the ball-hopping, assist-giving, scoring machine that is the defending world champion in the Golden State Warriors. Unfortunately for OKC, they did the same thing that Houston did, and they did not play defense for a half in Game 6, and they didn't play defense for three quarters of Game 7 in 2016, which, in my opinion, has led Billy Donovan to be on the hot seat this coming season. Thank you, Sports Judge, for joining me. Pause for a break. When we come back, the question of the day and a classic conversation or two. Snowman in the Morning, back in a flash.
Snowman in the Morning is fueled by Cleaver Supplements. Hey folks, summer is approaching and it's time to get your body kick-started. With that in mind, reach for the supplements that will do just that. Cleaver Supplements. Cleaver Supplements provide natural supplements to help you lose weight, get stronger, and have greater workouts, all to propel you towards your summer body and mind goals. Visit cleaversupplements.com today and get on the best track to a healthier you. Cleaver Supplements, pure supplements when genetics just aren't enough.
Full Armor Worldwide is open to serve you. Our goal is to provide professional service that'll meet clients' high expectations. Every client wants to achieve the services that'll meet their expectations and will satisfy them. People become more frustrated when their expectations and needs are not totally met. Therefore, they'll demand for a higher service or a quality service. A good and quality service will make you distinctive and stand out among your competitors. That's why Full Armor Worldwide stands out compared to other competitors. If there is a service that you need, such as web design, logistics, construction, property management, or more, Full Armor Worldwide is where you need to go. Give us a call today to set up your consultation at 888-386-2040 or drop an email at info@fullarmorworldwide.com. Full Armor Worldwide, innovative for a better tomorrow.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's so heavy! Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at our crowd here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit adoptuskids.org/AL. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the king of Connecticut, the suntan Superman himself, the one and only Matt Glanahan, telling you about the one and only Arena Sports Network, the place where every fan has a voice and every team has a fan.
This is Snowman in the Morning, where true sports talk lives.
Next!
What? Are you kidding me?
The
general excitement.
You know what? That makes me mad.
The hustle and the bustle has started. Here on Snowman in the Morning, we thank you for joining us. This portion is brought to you in part by Full Armor Worldwide. Visit them online at FullArmorWorldwide.com. I always have to have this gentleman on each week to talk the best in sports, the worst in sports, or sports in general. He's the host and the creator of the Fifth Down Sports Show that you can hear every week here on Arena Sports Net, our flagship station. And his name is Chris Dietz, and he joins me right now. What up, Dietz?
Hey, what's going on? Free agency is alive and well.
Yeah, it sure is. Before we hit that, you and I had a common subject on our show last week that pertains to Oklahoma State Athletic Director Mike Holder. You went a step further and called for him to be fired. I'm inclined to agree. The floor is yours.
I didn't call that he will be fired. I said that if it were me, if I were the president of Oklahoma State University, and I heard those comments that were made on an Oklahoma State radio program, there would have been a call placed to my athletic director. I don't even call him by name because it's that egregious. But I would have called him into my office and said, explain yourself, please. And it would have been a very tough discussion of, don't do that again. The comments he made were so stupid to say against the best coach that they've ever had. And he goes out and undermines the guy. And then not only did he undermine Mike Gundy, but then I think he realized it in mid-discussion and tried to backtrack it. And by backtracking, he threw, like, it's like he drove the bus over him. And then he was like, oh no, I hit something. Let me back up over it again. I still can't understand what he was trying to get out of his comments.
Well, why do you think he made those comments against the best coach that Oklahoma State has ever had? What caused him to do this?
Well, why he made those comments, and I think I understand why he made those comments. He made those comments because boosters and people, and when you say boosters at Oklahoma State, you mean what? There's one guy, and that's T. Boone Pickens.
Yep.
I can guarantee you, they were at a party in Oklahoma, and people were saying, hey, Oklahoma, and I'm sure he has buddies who are OU, you know, affiliated. I'm sure they came up and said, hey, OU's recruiting class is blah, 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 blah. You know, wherever OU is rated, and I'm sure OU is in, you know, up there in the top 10 somewhere. I'm sure OU has a higher one, and I'm sure they are tired of hearing at parties, OU has a great recruiting class coming in. The problem is, that does not make a difference to anyone outside of the guy making those rankings. No one cares about where your recruiting class is until they hit the field. And the athletic director said it in his statement. I want to bring in more James Washington. I want to make James Washington better. But Mike Gundy brought in a guy who was a two-star athlete and made him the Biletnikoff winner and made him a second-round draft pick. That's where I don't understand what the guy is saying. The guy said, well, we want to bring in that five-star guy. Well, you know what? You bring in the guys who fit your program. And maybe the five-star guy isn't going to fit Oklahoma State. Maybe the James Washington types who go unlooked at, those are the guys that Mike Gundy can mold and make them into better receivers and use their talents the right way. That's the way I would have looked at it. So I get the reason. The reasoning is that the boosters are tired of hearing about Oklahoma and how good anybody thought they would be.
So true. Chris Deese joining me here this morning on Snowman in the Morning. Now let's turn to the hottest subject on the table, NBA free agency. And I said on my show, the biggest cog to fall would not be LeBron. I predicted this, and it turns out I was right when Kevin Durant signed his deal.
You knew that would happen. I mean,
yep.
Kevin Durant pretty much, you knew they were going to take care of Kevin Durant. That was kind of last year. It was in the works from last year where they said, hey, take less money now. We'll get you on the back end. Don't worry about it.
And they got him.
They got him. And every other domino has fallen except for that one guy who we're all waiting for.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And it's funny how everybody said, oh, LeBron's gonna create a super team. Where has that happened? Every other piece has fallen by the wayside, and LeBron is left pretty much holding the bag.
Yep.
in his own area. I mean, at this point, and I would love to on my show I've made pleas for people from LA to call me, because I'm still wondering what the appeal of the Los Angeles Lakers is. I have no idea. I get it if you say LeBron wants to go to a place where he's comfortable, you know, he has houses there, he has a production company there. I get that. You know, if that's your reasoning for going to LA, fantastic. But if the reason for going there is basketball and to win championships, how are the Lakers any better than the Cleveland Cavaliers right now?
Especially now, since they may lose Lonzo Ball for this upcoming season.
I mean, the Lakers, everybody's been saying ever since LeBron said he's going to opt out, and even before that, everybody said, oh, he's definitely going to the Lakers. He's going to the Lakers. The Lakers give him the best chance to win. I just don't see it.
I don't see it either.
I have no idea. LeBron wants to be, and then they say, well, LeBron doesn't like to be surrounded by kids. Well, if he goes to L.A., that's all they are. That's all they have is kids. They either have to trade a bunch of those guys and get... Maybe they get Kawhi Leonard, but
maybe.
From everything I've read, everything I've looked at, the Spurs are not going to do that.
No, they're not, and I heard some people rumor that LeBron may go to Philadelphia, and if he doesn't want to play with kids or be around kids, that's all Philadelphia has.
Yeah, I always thought Philadelphia made sense, because even though they're kids, I mean, are they really kids? Because, you know, every one of those guys has a redshirt year, so it doesn't really count.
Point.
You know, Ben Simmons is a rookie, but not really.
Point.
And so we all know what he is. And, Philly has always made the most sense. It's always made the most sense to me. As far as if he wants to go somewhere and be on it and start up a super team, the problem is him and Ben Simmons are the same player. So they kind of got the same guy. And if the Celtics, if he does sign with let's just play this out. All right, so LeBron signs with the 76ers. Well, what does that do? Puts pressure on the Boston Celtics. Hey, maybe we can go out and get Kawhi Leonard. You know, they have the pieces. They just don't have the pressure right now. If they have a super team in Philadelphia, if they want to go out, team of their own. They have the pieces to get a Kawhi Leonard, and maybe they challenge for a championship and get him to stay. So, it'll be interesting if he goes there. But I still think Cleveland is, I still think returning to Cleveland is, it should be, that should be the house money. I think that's the best option for him.
I think so, too. So, there were rumors early on in free agency, and I'd love to get your take on this, about, if you can believe it, Kyrie Irving to New York. What?
Kyrie's still under contract, and he's a Jersey kid, always grew up a Knicks fan, so the Knicks were the team that he wanted when he asked to be traded. That was the team that he wanted to be traded to. He wanted to be traded to New York. So he got traded to Boston, and to be honest, it doesn't shock me that he might want to, get out of Boston the same way he got out of Cleveland, because I think he sees the writing on the wall that they did all that. The Celtics did all of their stuff without him. So he sees the stars on the rise, sees his falling a little bit. So maybe he wants to go somewhere where he can be that guy. He can be the man, and he can be the man in New York. They just won't win.
How would he fit in New York? Would he be able to flip around that culture? Would they need to get somebody else?
Next year's free agency. I think if Porzingis comes back, the Knicks would have a nice little roster start. They would need another piece, but you would have your building blocks of Kyrie, Porzingis, and then maybe you can try to get another piece to go along with them, get them a shooter or something, a true shooter. Now the Knicks are headed in the right direction, but no, the Knicks have been headed downward for so long that anywhere on the uptick is a good thing for the Knicks.
True, very true. Let's go down south. Paul George elects to stay. Carmelo Anthony elects to stay. So George, Anthony, and Russell Westbrook are back to try it for a second year. The question is, how successful are they?
Well, I think they're going to be the same team. I think they're going to be. The question is, will the other teams in the West be the same? You look at, they lost to, I want to say that, if I remember correctly, they lost to the Pelicans.
OKC lost to Utah.
They lost to Utah. Okay, that's even better for them. I mean, Utah had an unbelievable season. So is Utah gonna be that good again? Is Donovan Mitchell gonna have that kind of season again and be able to carry that team? Utah didn't get any better. So you bring those three back. You've got two quality players and another guy who, in Carmelo, who, if he can get his head on straight, he kind of has that I want to say the yips kind of deal where his shot just didn't fall last year. If he starts making shots again and is invigorated to play it, by all this talk, maybe they are able to play it. Maybe they get home court advantage, Maybe they finish fourth or, in that four spot. They get the home court, and now you're looking at a different story rather than, Oklahoma going out in the first round. But, I mean, fighting with the Pelicans, the Jazz, the Spurs, and all that. So you're looking at Oklahoma City right now. I can pencil them in as the third best team in the Western Conference. No, there's no doubt about it. Because we don't know what the Spurs are. We don't know what the Jazz are. We don't know what we don't know what the Pelicans are going to be. Because they've got some stuff to work out, so easily they could be the third seed, and then you're looking at a totally different narrative and easier first round option.
The rich got richer. Already mentioned the Warriors signing Kevin Durant for 2 years. Steve Kerr gets an extension. Bob Myers gets an extension. People don't want to realize it, but this is a dynasty in the making.
It's already a dynasty. I mean, when you win 3 out of 4, and the one you lost, you were in the finals, it's already a dynasty. They've already got... The funny thing about the Golden State dynasty is we have the Golden State dynasty that was Curry and his crew getting there those 2 times, and now you have the KD dynasty, which is them just winning and dominating in the finals. So they're already a dynasty. It's not in the making. Now they're just preserving what they can. And the NBA does this a lot better. They do preserving their dynasties better than any other sport because of the way the salary cap is. If they're on your team, you can offer them as much as you want. You just have to pay you have to be willing to pay the luxury tax. But you can still offer them. Football, you can't do that. Baseball, guys, there's just not enough money to go around.
Very true. Very, very true. The Golden Empire is here to stay, folks, and it's going to be here for a while. That's Chris Dietz with Dietz's Sports Chatter. You hear it every week here on Snowman in the Morning. Tell everybody where they can find you.
All right, so this week, it's 4th of July, so I'm not positive we're going to do a show on when. We might do a show Thursday or Friday, but you can always find us on Facebook at Sit Down Sports. We have our own Facebook page. We'll put up when our show is going to be. And our show usually airs Wednesday nights, but this week, 4th of July, pretty sure I'm not going to be in a situation where I want to do a show Wednesday night. So we might push it to Thursday. We might just scrap it and go next week. But keep up on the Facebook page and you'll be able to find us. And of course, when we do air a show, the re-air is right here on Arena Sportsnet. So got all that going on.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, my friend. Appreciate the time.
Anytime, man.
Pause for a break. When we come back, we got more stuff. Snowman in the Morning, back in a flash.
What's up, everybody? Snowman here. If there's one thing you know about me or know of me, I love food. Period. Well, I got a place for you. If you love food, you'll try out Ruthie's, the new comfort food caterer and food cart around Madison, Wisconsin, and surrounding areas. They offer a new and exciting choice to eating on the run, bringing homemade food to you, a street corner, or a venue near you, breakfast, dinner, and third shift. Give them a call today at 708-935-5763. That's 708-935-5763. Hey, you know something? Tell them Snowman sent you.
Snowman in the Morning is fueled by Cleaver Supplements. Hey folks, summer is approaching and it's time to get your body kick-started. With that in mind, reach for the supplements that will do just that. Cleaver Supplements. Cleaver Supplements provide natural supplements to help you lose weight, get stronger, and have greater workouts, all to propel you towards your summer body and mind goals. Visit cleaversupplements.com today and get on the best track to a healthier you. Cleaver Supplements, pure supplements when genetics just aren't enough.
Unforgettables. Nice. Nice. This show is sponsored by Unforgettaballs. Unforgettaballs creates detailed hand-painted baseballs for every baseball fan. Check them out at unforgettaballs.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Butcher Box. Our beef is exactly the way that nature intended. 100% grass-fed and grass-finished, antibiotic and hormone-free, and never taken from feedlots. Just 100% healthy meat. We offer 2 to 5 day delivery to the contiguous 48 states. The meat is flash frozen at the peak of freshness, packed with dry ice, and shipped directly to your door. The beef is sourced from a collection of small grass-fed farms. It is of the utmost quality and tastes incredible. Our steak won a blind taste test cook-off with the Today Show in 2015. So for 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, organic chicken, and heritage bred pork delivered for free on your schedule for less than $6 per meal, visit arenasportsnet.com and click on the Butcher Box logo, and if you do so, you will receive 10% off your first order, or give Butcher Box a call at 855-981-8568.
This is Snowman in the Morning, where true sports talk lives.
That's what? Are you kidding me?
You know what? Yeah.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
One word describes her besides friend and fellow business visionary. Entrepreneur. What do I mean about that? I'm going to let her explain. Tennille Jackson now joins me on the HiQ Audio Hotline. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I am doing well. Great to talk to you today.
Absolutely, the same here.
Now, I love the word entrepreneur. I know it's a spinoff from entrepreneur, but instead of me trying to explain it, I figured I'd let the person who coined the phrase explain it.
Well, you know what? I have to be totally honest. I did not coin it. I don't know who did. I just used the mess out of it, right? So what entrepreneur, what it refers to is really just that, what you said. Once an author writes a book, they have in turn created a product, and depending on how far you go with it, you created a business. So now you are in the business of selling books. So whether you want to take that and simply sell books or become a speaker or a coach, it's so many different things that you can do once you become a published author, and hence the term authorpreneur. You are both an author and an entrepreneur all in one.
Well, that will make me a sports talkpreneur because I've been doing this show 5 years now. It'll be 5 years in October. I love the term. I love the when you come on your Facebook Live and do your broadcast and just encourage people. How did you get started in being an author? What was the door that was kicked open for you to become an author?
You know what? I actually was going back to school to get my master's degree. True story. I woke up one day. It was really just divinely inspired. It was one night I was kind of unctioned. I was woken up and just prompted to write this book. My first book was called Pleasing Your Partner, A Spiritual Guide to Happiness. And happiness actually is an acronym that stands for humility, assurance, peace, prosperity, integrity, newness, endurance, submission, and strength. And so the premise of the book is how you take those 9 traits and use it to work your relationship. And the thing about it, it's not even necessarily you don't have to be in a relationship. If you're not in a relationship, you you can still use those traits to get the best out of yourself so that when you are in a relationship, you'll get the best out of your relationship.
That is absolutely wonderful. 2012, the Chicago Children's Museum at Navy Pier featured you in celebrating authors. Take us through that experience.
Oh, my God. It was crazy, Brian, because I had no clue. 2012 was actually a really crazy year for me because I was also celebrated by CBS Chicago
right.
That year, and I had no idea. I didn't know, like, the president of Chicago Writers Association actually called me to tell me about, he was congratulating me on the article, and I'm like, what are you talking about? So he sent it to me. I didn't even know about it. And so later that year, you see what I'm saying? Later that year, I got a call from somebody from Navy Pier, and they were like, well, you know what? We want to honor you. We're doing our African-American Heritage Month or something like that, and they were celebrating African-American authors, and they wanted for me to be one of the featured authors. I'm like, are you kidding me? So incredible, you know, because, and you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you're not really doing it for the accolades. You're doing it because it's your passion. It's
yes.
what you love. And so when you find out that other people are starting to, like, see you, they're watching out for you, it's really kind of surreal. And so that's how 2012 was for me.
I can so relate to that because anybody who has heard me do play-by-play over the years knows 2012, I was covering Marist High School, and they had not one but two miracle finishes. And the first mm-hmm. one, I didn't think would, you know, I didn't think anything would come from it. Anyone knows me, I'm in the moment. When I'm doing my play-by-play, if an exciting play happens, I describe it accordingly. Well, it got so mm-hmm. exciting, and I was freelancing for High School Cube at the time, that the finish of that game against Curie, and no one, I got an email late that Sunday night that Deadspin got a hold to the call. That Monday
wow.
morning, I get an email from High School Cube saying, Brian, your call is on the way to ESPN. I said, oh, that's nice.
Wow.
I fell back to sleep, and then 5 minutes later, I woke up and said, what? And that's
exactly. You're like, what just happened? Wait, what? Because that's exactly about when I got the call to say that CBS Chicago had featured me. Like, when did they even see me?
Right.
You don't know. And that's why it's always so important to put your best foot forward
yes.
at all time, whether you feel like it or whether you don't, because you never know who's watching or, in your case, who's listening. You
yes.
never know.
Well, when I got the word that my clip was going to ESPN, I'm thinking, okay, they're going to play it a couple of times on SportsCenter and be done with it. Yeah, then mm-hmm. I started getting a flood of tweets and messages. All made. What happens? I described it best when it happened. My computer turned upside down with mess, and it's like
yeah.
the request mm-hmm. for radio. When those requests
mm-hmm.
start.
Absolutely. You got to get ready to ride the wave. You don't have time to prepare for success.
No.
Like, you got to go in knowing that you want to be successful because
yes.
the fact is that you don't know when it's going to hit. Like, you might have this plan and you might say, okay, within the next 3 years, the next 5 years, but the fact of the matter, it could happen in that first year or it might take 10
mm-hmm.
years, but whenever
Indeed.
It happens, you have to be ready to ride.
For me, Captain Merrick down Bogan, and Bogan
mm-hmm.
was another highly area, and I had another great chance. I'll play both of those later in the week, and then Dan Patrick's producer emailed me saying, you're coming on the show in 20 minutes. We need some information for you. And I'm going, hey, what?
Wow.
Wait. Dan Patrick, somebody I had admired in terms of sports talk for 20 years, I'm going to talk to
uh-huh.
him? What?
Yeah. Yes.
And to
it's
this
crazy.
Day, it's been 6 years. To this day, I still get calls about that interview. I get calls about those interviews. I just had two schools over in Northwest Indiana request me to call their games, one of which I'm going to honor. It's like you said, once that wave hits, it's crazy.
It is. It is. And you really have to be ready for it. And sometimes you're not, you know, and it's not because of, you know, lack of preparation or even skill set on your part. Sometimes life situations don't line up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're just not in a predicament where your situation, whether it's a financial situation or a family situation or even a health situation, sometimes you're not in a predicament where you can ride the wave. And so the sad part to it is that there are times where you may only get one wave. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not able to ride that wave, you don't know that you will get another one. So you just really have to believe that, you know what, if this is meant for me, then when it's supposed to happen, everything will line up right and it will be able to happen and I will be able to take advantage of it. And so definitely kudos to you. And I am so proud of you for everything that you've been doing.
Because
I say, even though you do sports, you are always able to intertwine so many other things and you still hit so many different audiences just beyond the sports audience, you know?
I appreciate that. 2013 saw Tonia also become the founder of Authors Promoting Success. And I remember the day that this hit because we talked about it when you were nervous for a bit and then you said, the heck with it. Let's go with it. 2 years later, you open your bookstore, APS Books and More, deemed as the home to the independent.
Really something that I had known, right? So when we did, when the first book came into all these different cities and states, like in Memphis and Dallas and Houston and Indiana, I was kind of everywhere, Ohio, and I met all these different authors, and I would always just like share my experiences, and a lot of people were like, this is your first book and you're an award-winning author coming out the door. And I'm like, that's just, I cannot take credit for that. To God be the glory for that. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And so I would meet all these different authors and they would ask me, you know, what my experiences were and how I did this, that, and the other. And I would just freely answer them. And I didn't know that that was something that was not, you know, in the norm. I didn't know that that was not what everybody did. And so I had so many different authors from different states that were like, Tenille, you need to start your own organization, like, because there's so many authors that could benefit from the information that you have, from, you know, the skills that you provide, that all of these different things, you need to have your own organization. And so that's really what kind of initially prompted me to start to be the founder of Authors Promoting Success, because that's what it's about. You know, when we are together, our mantra is we are better together. And I'm just not one, you know me, I'm not one that feel like I'm better than anybody else. And I really believe that we can all benefit from each other. And so from there, it was kind of natural progression of things, because 2014 is when I did the publishing company. But being in 2015, again, I cannot take credit for it. Like, I really believe that God led me to open up a bookstore, and it was not to be a mainstream bookstore. You know, like, even now I describe my bookstore more so as a book boutique. Mm-hmm. And so we don't house mainstream authors. You know, I don't do erotica, I don't do street lit. I really provide a platform for indie authors. That's what my calling, if you want to call it like that, that's what my calling is. I am able to provide all these different platforms for indie authors to gain exposure and achieve success in the literary industry. That's really what I do.
And you do a wonderful job. Let me tell y'all how Tenille and I met. I was invited to a Chicago Black Wall Street meeting. And just by chance, it was the only one that I went to. And that's where I met TJ. And TJ and I started putting our heads together going, there's got to be something better than this. I mean, against the organization, but what were they actually promoting in terms of independence and in terms of, you know, having your own business? And that's where Tenille and I started putting our heads together going, okay, what can we do? How can we, like, make an impact? And I've tried for 3 years to get TJ on the show, folks, but she's been so busy. I've been so busy. You guys know I keep an ignorant play-by-play schedule in excess of 100 games a year, and now she's finally on the show with me this morning. And the day that I think I can honestly say, the day that we met and we had that conversation outside of the office of what more can we do, kick-started everything.
Yeah, Yeah, I would have to agree with that because, you know, and sometimes that really is the purpose of things. We may have both, and you know, independently wanted to come to this event for a particular reason, not knowing that the reason why we were there was for us to meet each other.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? And a lot of times that's just how things happen. You think that you're coming for one particular thing, and true purpose ends up revealing itself. So I think that was the case with the whole Black Wall Street encounter. I really do.
I really believe that, too. I remember the day you opened your store and how excited you were about it. And you know, how's that going? How's the feedback been since you opened it?
What? It has been crazy, Brian, because we were in 4th City Mall in Chicago for right at 2 years, and then I ended up moving without going to the long, drawn-out story. I get an abrupt letter giving me 12 days saying, you know what, we are changing our vision. We no longer want to deal with indie stores. So 4th City has sent out letters to every independent store.
Oh, wow.
They decided that they wanted to get rid of all of them. They only wanted corporate partners. And it was very abrupt. But you know what? I had such a peace inside of me. And I tell this to everybody. Like, I didn't know what my next move was going to be. I really thought that I was done with the bookstore thing. And I was fine with it because I'm like, because for everybody that talked about nobody reads anymore and your bookstore isn't going to thrive. Like, we didn't stop because we were bankrupt. We were, you know, there's a abrupt stop to the movement beyond us. And so anyway, that was in January of 2017. And when I tell you the following month or so, I end up getting my new location, which is on 26 in Lawndale. I'm 2653 South Lawndale. And I really love it because I'm an independent establishment now. And so now I'm more of a fixture in the community as opposed to just being one of many stores in the mall. And so we moved there officially. We opened April 1st last year. So we've been in the new place for a little bit over a year, and we still got some expansion things that's happening. I have not officially announced it to the public yet, but we will be doing a launch party of sorts July 14th this year. And again, you're kind of exclusive to get it because I haven't even announced it yet, but we are expanding because when I first got the building, I just had downstairs. Now I have the entire building. So there are going to be some other things I'll be doing upstairs. And so we're going to launch it officially July 14th. So I would say things with Authors Promoting Success are going well. The organization itself is thriving. We got so many different authors coming on board. The publishing company is doing well. The bookstore is doing well. We're in the midst of planning for the second annual awards gala. That's going to be Thursday, August 23rd. So it's really just, it's prospering, and it's a blessing.
Every event that you have, you send it to me. I'll read it on the air and get some people to come out, and I'd like to come out for that christening on July 14th.
Absolutely. I wouldn't have it any other way. I definitely want you to be there. It is going to be kind of like a chic type of thing. So you don't, well, you probably will just wear a tie anyway, but you know, it's going to be.
You know me. You know me.
We're doing it's going to be like an adult type of a thing. So like when I did the gala, it was at night, but it was a family oriented. This one is going to be adults only. It's going to be a swanky type of event. And so absolutely, I'm going to get you that information so you can come. I'd love for you to be there.
Man, it's such love. I appreciate it. Tonille Jackson joining me here on Snowman in the Morning. Finally. Y'all heard it.
Yes.
Got a big event coming on. Finally, I got her on the show, and y'all heard it. Big event coming on July 14th.
Let me thank Tonille Jackson for coming on to the show, and an absolute thrill it is. Unfortunately, she had to postpone the event scheduled for July 14th, but she does have a gala coming up, and we will do a live show from there. We're just trying to get all of the particulars in place where we can bring that to you. Follow us on social media at SIT Morning on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can catch us every day beginning tomorrow at 8 a.m. Eastern. That's the place, that's the time slot where I've had the most success, and that's what I'm going to go with. And let me close with a final word,
And I, Josh, my wonderful producer, I know you're going to get mad at me for this, but I've got to get this off my chest, and I've got to say it. He gave me the advice not to make things personal. DJ Commando, a.k.a. Troy Williams Sr., my other fabulous producer and the man in charge of KNHB, just give me a couple of minutes to get this off my chest so I can clear the air, number one, and number two, really refocus on getting the show to the next level. I've done this show now for almost 5 years, and when I was on at 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern, like I said, that's where I had the most success. But I've also said several times over that inconsistency has absolutely killed me, and I'm no longer afraid to admit that. There have been several things, some of my doing, some of other people's doing, and some of nature's doing, that has not allowed me to be consistent for a while doing this show 5 days a week. But I am going to take the bulk of the blame for that. And the reason I'm taking the bulk of the blame for it is because I'm the one that created the show. I am the one that put the blueprint together to bring you guys great sports talk 5 days a week. And I want to bring you guys great sports talk 5 days a week, and I'm going to. But again, as I stated a few moments ago, inconsistently has absolutely killed me, and that is my fault. Period. Point blank. End of story. It took a message from quite a few of the haters that I've gotten over the years to tell me, oh, you'll never be picked up by a big station because you're not on every day. I went to sleep and I woke up and I thought about it and I said, you know, you're right. I can't miss anymore. And the one thing that I am teaching myself to do is realize what it costs me when I do miss a show. Because you see, within a month's time, I have a goal of making $1,000 per show. That's in a month's time. But then again, one of my high school classmates reminded me, don't make it about the money. That's been a wrong focus of mine as well. Make it about your passion and your love for what you do. And she's absolutely right. I got to do this the correct way, and I'm going to do this the correct way. This is all about loving what I do, wanting to do what I do for a living, and I'm no longer proving people wrong. As a matter of fact, I'm proving myself right, that I can do this, that I will do this, that I will grind every day towards the first of many, many goals that I have. I often close the show with, if your dreams don't scare you, then they are not big enough. Well, my dream scared me so much that I got ran off. I fell back into old bad habits. And it forced me financially to take a side job so I can make sure bills are paid and then I'm staying in money. But now, with the inspiration of some people that have spoken to me recently, including a pretty lady down in Georgia named Henny, who's become a big fan, I said, don't make it about the money. Make it about what you love to do. So be it. Stanley Cup Finals will be wrapped up tomorrow. I got some more thoughts on the NBA and social justice warriors. You better beware. Old Snowman's coming for you tomorrow, and that's my lead. I'm out of here. I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless. Remember to make your next move your best move. And always remember, if your dreams don't scare you, then they are not big enough. Dream big. Do bigger. It's in you. And now it's in me. Talk to you tomorrow. Snowman out.